Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Gallery of the Mind. This is my 7th podcast. My name is Walter Pierce, and I will be guiding you into the pictures. So sit back and relax, because here we go. As you walk into the alley, you see what appears to be a television. You walk over to it. It is a painting. It is a painting of dark and light swirled together in many patterns. When you look at the patterns, they seem to move and shift. It is almost hypnotic. But it is different in that you feel that you are making the painting move. You notice that the title is Where Beauty and Darkness Meet. You feel fixated on the painting as shapes are being thrown at your mind.
Where Beauty and Darkness Meet. The beauty, the darkness, the human will make imagination God's golden gift. As we dance and churn the endless still, as the mind of man is set adrift. Dancing with madness to create a dream, rainbows as golden as an angel's soul, or horrors too dark to have a theme, a darling, darling to behold. Buttery gold, sweet to the ears, flowers dreaming as blue as the wind. Birds sing yellow and summer hears. Beauty without and peace within. The human soul, whole and complete. The place where beauty and darkness meet.
You notice a charcoal sketch. It is a sketch of many overlapping faces. You feel a hand on your back as you look down at the title. You read, "None Can Hear," as you are gently ushered forward.
None can hear. Angels can tell the wind, but none will hear. Long ago, man would have heard. On warm days, the old ones would converse with the spirits upon the wind. The warm breezes would carry messages to and fro. It was an exchange of light. But that was when man knew the ways and when man would listen. Now the secrets of the day become the mysteries of the night. There are treasures hidden in unlocked boxes. They wish to be opened. Come and look inside. They scream with unknown dialects, painting shapes on the darkness, like pictures of a sphinx in the desert. But none will see. The mystical glasses have been misplaced. So man stumbles in the night over gifts unknown. The beauty in the darkness is missed. But the angels can see, and they tell the wind. But none can hear, and no one is listening.
The music there was Stone World Battle. If you like the works in the gallery, please write to me at webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Or if you would like to be on the Gallery of the Mind, or know someone who would be great for the show, then let me know. Well, back to the gallery. The next picture you come to is a picture of flames. And through the flames, you can see a woman's face. She is smiling. And you look down at the title of the picture. And it is simply flames.
Flames. With the flame of love in my heart, I search for her in the wood, longing for my gift to impart, longing for her, and there she stood. "No," she said, "put it out." As I showed my glowing dream to her, she knocked it to the ground and it spread about, and fires burned with desperate furor. "No," she whined, and that was all, finally turning to face me. "No," she said, and the rain did fall, and the fires died in misery. Then, like the smoke, my heart did rise to see a devilish flame dance in her eyes.
The music, an excerpt from Dragon and Toast. The picture and the words blended quite nicely, don't you think? The only thing missing is your imagination. Only you can supply that. So join me again and take a look at this picture called Where They Meet. It is a picture of a being of light standing at the edge of a cliff.
Where they meet.
A place of darkness. There is a place of darkness and fear where living shadows skulk. Sometimes in the distance you can hear the lonely howls on the wind. The howls throw shapes into your mind. Shapes of horror and violent molestations. There is no love here. There is not even the belief in light. There is no hope. There is only the continual fight for power, where waves and waves and waves of shadowy demons mindlessly rip at one another in their addiction to hatred and their lust for power. The truly sinister rule the waves and hunt down whatever loners they can find. The ruthless cruelty performed on the solitary ones is like poison to the senses. They howl in pain amidst the howls of pleasure. Yes! Sometimes you can hear the howls in the distance and thank fate for the distance. This is the pit of shadows. This is a place of darkness.
A place of light. There is a place of light and love where angelic beings waft. They are buoyed on winds of love. You can always feel the joy and comfort that surrounds you. Somehow, it connects you to your kindred spirits of light. Yet, it has a life all its own. Such pleasure comes from serving the others there. The joy flows from them to you and is magnified on the all-encompassing wind, until you carelessly float on an ocean of love. With no fear, you gently melt into God. This is the home of angels. This is a place of light.
Where they meet. There is a cliff here. A being of light stands at the edge, unmoving. It stands there thinking. Then he jumps. He falls and lands in the pit of shadows. His light cuts the darkness. It's like a beacon that draws the shadows. Momentarily, the shadows stare. They stare, wondering what this creature is. Then they pounce upon it, wanting it for themselves. They rip and tear at him until once again this is a place of darkness. Of him, only the sound is left upon the wind. A sound uniquely different from a howl. The sound echoes off the walls of the pit. 13 shadows, loyal to none, climb the walls, curious about what has happened. The climb is long and vicious as they fight each other on their way. The strongest fall first. They try to dominate the others, vying for position. After only 30 minutes, there are only 6 left. They continue because they have avoided each other. They don't wish to control the other shadows. To them, the other shadows don't matter. As long as they stay away, they are of no interest. They just don't care. The 6 climb, keeping each other at a distance. Then one slips, and the 5 watch him fall to the horror at the bottom. Then another falls. The 4 again watch and imagine the pain the fallen will be dealt. All of them seem to collectively grimace. There is actually a tinge of regret in one.
Then yet another falls. But this time, one of the dark shapes reaches out. It catches the falling one. Both dark shapes are unsure of each other, but they climb, side by side, helping each other. After a time, another of the shapes moves close to the pair. And strangely, they allow it. The 4th shape tires and falls out of the reach of the remaining 3. The 3 shapes watch and feel the sadness. They look at each other and somehow know that they are thinking the same thing. With that connection, they seem to glow. The 3 glowing beings reach the top. The shimmering wind blows through them, and they begin glowing a bright white light. For the first time, they feel love and freedom. They laugh and play like children. They run off towards bliss, and then one stops. He pulls away from the arms of love. He walks over to the edge of the cliff and stands there
and begins to think.
I've always liked that story, and I hope you did too. There is an interesting story behind that story. Next month, I'm going to do something totally different. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to tell you unusual true stories. I really would like some of you to give me your unusual stories, too. I'm going to mix it with the background of some of the stories you've already seen. Then we will go back to the usual format in July. Did you like the poem there from last month? I think there are so many ways you could look at that poem, coupled with the music. It could be like some creepy stalker. Or it could be a beautiful story of shy love. It could even be a mix of the two. I like to think of it as a shy crush. I'm sure you all remember when you were back in high school and you had a crush on some girl or guy. They seemed out of reach, even though they were so close. I hope you remember those feelings as you listen to There.
There. Her mother, the wind, kisses the sweet child. Her father, the moon, bathes her in light. I've a flower for There all the while, completely engulfed in the darkness of night. My love for her is silent, hidden in mysteries as dark as now. My desire is screamed but never sent, and I'm forever drawn to There somehow. Flowers cannot blossom in the silent shade, and longing will never end there in bliss. So a voice must animate wishes made, and a desire can end there with a kiss. So I wish that I could kiss her there, where the beauty of her face meets the darkness of her hair.
That music was Comfortable Mystery 3. From the beauty of there, you turn to the chaos of the very next picture. It is a picture of a swirling black hole. A man's ghostly hands stretch out from it. It looks like it is trying to embrace you. He is reaching towards you, just like the black hole that has sucked him in. You feel yourself being pulled into the chaotic painting entitled, When I Forget. When I Forget. Trapped in a black hole, my screens reflect off of the shadows called walls. They bounce around to drive me insane. They come alive like spirits to torment me, screaming my words back to me till I collapse and I feel how small I truly am. There's no way out and no way to win. And when there is nothing left, I remember you. I remember that there is nothing but you. And suddenly, the black hole is mine. It spins with me and sings as I sing to you the vibrations of peace. The darkness becomes my shield. The voices become my soldiers. And all that is there becomes the holy weapon given to advance me. The next picture that I would like to present to you is a picture that I gave my wife. It's titled Soft Summer Snow. It is a picture of a snowy field. And in that field, one beautiful rose is growing. Come inside the picture. Soft summer snow. If beauty blew a wish, then flowers would grow, and we would share a kiss in the soft summer snow. Brown would be green, and the rivers would be gold, and so would my dreams, if you I could hold. So sing to a bird, then let it fly away, in hopes to meet me in the middle of a day. And if, by chance, it sings to me its wish, I'll plant a rose in hopes of a kiss, and we'll know that it's love as we watch it grow, while other plants die in the soft summer snow. That music was Frost Waltz by Kevin MacLeod. Now we come to the portion of the show where I present pictures but do not give you the words to them. Your imagination will be the only guide. In 1 month's time, I will guide you through the picture. Well, in this case, it will be 2 months, since I am doing something totally different next month. There is a woman standing next to you in the gallery. She has a puzzled look on her face. She is staring at a picture. She has not entered it. You turn to the picture and see that it is entitled A Mystery. It is a picture of a triangle. In the center of that triangle is a dot. The dot is shiny. Each side of the triangle is broken. Each line is missing a segment at its center. The feathery light from the dot is shining through the holes. Your mind toys with the scene. That music was Himalayan Atmosphere. You can feel the seriousness of it. The next picture is totally opposite. It makes you feel like laughing. It is a picture of a magical landscape with jewels in the air. It is a picture where there are unicorns and rainbows and knights riding on white horses. And there are people, regular people, strewn about with big, goofy smiles on their faces. The people seem to be in various dance poses. The picture is named Magic. That was one sly move by Kevin MacLeod. Well, I see that I haven't timed this very well again. So, I guess I'll be saying, see you next month. This has been the Gallery of